This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
Really? Oh yeah, sorry. Here. There's a boy. No. Here, give me the boy. Put the boy in. Well, you know, you can hand it to me. Yeah, hand it to me, and I'll put the boy in. No. Under the cord table.
Under
the cord table. This is Dynamic Banter Raw. Can you hand it? My stretch ain't so good these days.
Would you hand it? I ain't got a good stretch like I used to.
Don't stretch like I used to.
And
there's like 43 things happening in the room right now.
Ariana, you found it? Nice.
You got it, Mike?
Yeah.
Welcome to Dynamic Banter. I'm hoping you guys loved that little BTS.
Oh, that was happening on the air?
Yes.
Live on the air?
Yes. Okay. I don't have time to not record.
Always be courting. ABC.
What's up, Mike? Welcome. Hi, buddy.
Thank you so much, and thank you, Malcolm.
Thanks, Malcolm, for being here.
I have a
no
lead.
More. No more. I'm sorry. Can I just really quick? I'm sorry. Please. I interrupted you. I feel bad. I'm saying it. I'm sorry. Can I just say no more fucking cardboard cutouts? If you send a cardboard cutout,
it will be set on fire and it will contribute to the California wildfires.
They want that.
I'm going to throw it into a California
wildfire. No, you know what? Those fucking Republicans, that's what they want. They want us to burn ourselves alive because we're liberals and we're fucking Hollywood elite.
Not the people who are getting smoked out right now.
Definitely not.
Those are all rich people.
But what I'm trying to say is that if like there's no more of those cardboards.
Dude,
here's what I'm gonna
again.
Do.
Make
you know what?
Again,
here's the answer. Okay. Here's the deal. If we get another fucking cardboard cutout in the mail, it's
show
going straight
done.
Into the trash.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's we're not using the bit. We're not gonna film it. We're not gonna show you. That we opened it, you'll never know we got it.
We're going to have Ryan upload a half an hour clip of the trash can.
God damn it. Now I have to open them, though. Now I got to see. If it's funny, we'll keep it. But stop sending them. What's up, Mike?
Nothing, man. I have a small announcement to make.
Get in there. Ding, ding, ding.
Today, when this goes up, it's the day after Halloween.
Yes.
So yesterday... This is the no going back point because I haven't done it yet. I'm going to upload a full set of stand-up comedy that was filmed by Kevin Plachy in Toronto, Canada, as like a special that I produced myself. It's going to be on my YouTube channel, MikeFalzone.com. And it's going to be real not good. I mean,
that was a broken butt.
Thank you so much. That
there
was
are
fine.
Already broken buttons on this.
But it's good. It was one of my favorite shows that I've had in a real long time, and I hope that you like it. And I would appreciate everyone watching it and sending it to people if you feel like doing that. If it makes you happy, let me know, and I'll try to. It's gonna be fun. I'm nervous about it because all the stuff that I love doing right now is in that. It's like the thing I'm most excited about, and now, presumably. Once you release this, you got to start working on all new things. But that's the challenge.
It is a scary thing to release something you put your heart and soul into. And I very much understand that feeling, Mike. And I'm very excited, though, because I love your stuff.
Thank you so much.
And I haven't heard your new stuff.
It's fun. There's good jokes, and they're all interwoven by crowd work.
I love it.
And that's kind of, I'm trying to settle into what is my style of doing this, and that is it.
Crowd work is really hard stuff. But it comes very naturally to you, Mike.
Dude, Let's do an episode where we have a really heartfelt conversation, and it's just little farts the whole time.
Dude.
First one to last.
Did you know
loses.
That Wet Hot American Summer, one of the greatest comedies of all time, yeah. up there with Airplane and Montauk by the Holy Grail.
Little Shop Horse.
I will say that... the Wet Hot American Summer DVD, when it originally came out on DVD, digital video disc, or digital versatile disc, depending on who you talk to. Some big fucking nerd will probably say versatile.
I've never talked to that person.
But there was a special feature on the disc.
It's like where different sounds, could, right?
No, you could watch the movie with a fart commentary track. And it was like David Wayne and Michael Showalter. I don't know if Michael Ian Black's there, but they're just like doing farts over the whole movie. Like when someone gets up, they go, and you can hear them laughing and stuff. It's great. It's like, it adds a whole other element to the movie.
Yeah.
And that's something that's kind of lost on this whole digital streaming shit.
What? Special features?
Being able to have that. Yeah. Like you can't do that on Netflix.
No.
You'd have to...
I suppose you could. They'll find some way to do like
that. They could do it.
Yeah. Because making people feel like they're always getting extra is a important
marketing
thing.
Yeah, but not everybody wants that. And not only that.
Well, not everyone wanted it to when it was on a DVD.
I know, that's true. I mean, I didn't even know I wanted it. And then now that I have it, I'm so happy.
I never want to let it go.
I never want to let it go. But, you know, it's one of those things where, like, they already get away with, like, not really giving you anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You, like, get a movie on iTunes or you rent a movie on Prime or whatever. You just, like, or if you're watching it on Netflix, it's just, that's it. It's over.
Yeah.
Like, it's sometimes, though, like, I was just watching the Dark Crystal show, which is fucking so good.
Well, I don't know what that is.
Well, you remember the 1980-something
movie? Oh, yeah, there's
movie,
a series
The Dark
about
Crystal.
It, right?
Yes, yeah. There's a series.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a prequel series to the film, The Dark Crystal. And normally... I would be real uppity about it.
Uppity, like, pissed off?
Yeah. Well, okay. My old Steve would have been pissed off. New Steve would be a little bit upset, but not, like, to the point where I'd be, like, outwardly angry about it.
About what in particular?
About trying to rehash, refurbish, reboot, regoof some kind of... Let's create a genre called regoof.
Do you hear they're regoofing the Ghostbusters?
That's what I'm saying. We could redo comedies,
yeah,
and just do them our way. We would be blacklisted from every comedy.
That's okay.
Thing on the planet.
How's that different
that?
From being a YouTube person?
It's not. We're in the business of making regoofs.
Are you the regoof guys?
And we just remake comedies. That's it. Yeah. No one's done it.
My child likes it, but they're 12 and
yeah,
eat paint.
So anyway, I usually get pretty bummed out when they're trying to redo something that's so beautiful and wonderful the way it is, and it doesn't need more.
Uh-huh.
I feel kind of the same way about Indiana Jones.
Which you can't even say anymore.
And the Magic Whip. Yeah, I just...
Oh, fuck.
They don't
man.
Need to make more of those.
Was Wonder Woman a Jones? What is her last name?
No.
Was she a
What
doctress?
Is Wonder Woman's name?
Woman.
Diana Prince.
Prince. Diana Prinz Jr.
from the She's Got Hat. Formerly known as Diana Prince.
Dude, I was always like, I guess I'm invested in a different type of a way, but I never really got bummed out when they were doing regoofs because I'm like, it doesn't change the old thing. Like, I feel like I learned my lesson with Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Because, like, I liked the second one, but it was obviously nothing like the first one. And right. We were obviously so into the first one. The whole reason we have this podcast is because we were so into the first one.
Yeah.
And then by the time, like, the eighth one comes out, you're like, oh, it's just, they're just trying to do whatever on the name. What I didn't want to happen the whole time.
Right.
But it still doesn't make all my memories and experiences with the first one different.
You know, I guess it's like, from someone who's, like, a dumb nerd.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the want to be like, I want to be able to tell you and say, as a Star Wars fan, that every Star Wars movie is good.
Yeah.
I would love to say that, mm-hmm. but I can't because there's some really bad ones in there. And
like the Emperor's Cloak.
The Emperor's New Groove, which was episode 3. That's what Rise of Skywalker is. The Emperor's New Groove.
How Stella got the Emperor back.
Can you make that for me, Ryan? Just an image. It's just the Rise. It's just the Rise of Skywalker poster. Maybe it's the one with just the logo, and it just says the Emperor's New Groove. All right, thanks, buddy.
Star Wars 2, Emperor in the City.
Star Wars 2, The Emperor's New Groove. That's what it should say. I can't wait. And then anytime I talk about the new Star Wars movie, I should just say, I can't wait to see Star Wars 2, The Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah. See, that's nice.
That's
now
very
I'm looking forward to something.
But
although,
anyway.
If they redid Beetlejuice, or when they redo Beetlejuice, I think unless it's awesome, I'm going to feel weird about that.
Man, I really hope they don't, but I bet you they, like, I bet they will. Mm. They're just going to. It's fine. I like, look, I've accepted that these reboofs are things.
Yeah.
Those are Shia LaBeouf movies that are remade. I only remake
Terminator's,
Shia LaBeouf movies.
Terminator 3, The Emperor's New Groove.
In the Star Wars font?
Yeah.
Terminator 3, The Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
Dude, that's too far. You're going too deep into the meme now.
Oh, no,
you won't
Transformers,
be able to come out.
That was his thing, not Terminator.
Who was what?
What'd I say, Terminator?
What do you mean? Who was what?
Shia LaBeouf was
right. Oh, yeah. I thought you were just going off on another thing.
We're doing too many offshoot bits.
I guess what I'm just trying to say about fandom, like right now fandom is like, it's a really pretty bad place.
Mm-hmm.
Because the real angry nerds are like being pieces of shit.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like,
everyone just wants their turn to be a piece of shit.
Yeah, I really like was so proud to be a nerd. Mm-hmm. You know, like I was a nerd in the days where it wasn't cool to be a nerd.
Yeah, you're a nerd hipster.
Yeah, I am a nerd hipster.
Dude, I'm telling you, here's what happens when you're the most popular, like we were talking about. You give everyone shit. And then the tide turns, and you're like, you're a piece of shit for giving everyone shit, and now it's these person's turn. And you want to believe that the person in the underdog situation, when they get to the top, would have the empathy and the understanding for everyone, but everyone just wants their turn to be a piece of shit.
I mean, I guess it's just, there's just a balance of mm-hmm. good and evil, and there's a balance in everything. Rise of the Force.
Balance of everything, Rise of the Force.
And it has Spock on it going like this. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Dude, this is out of control.
No.
I don't want to keep going deeper into this weird meme, like Star Wars. Anyway.
You know what's going to happen, though.
I just, I'm so ashamed. I mean, not ashamed. I mean, yeah, I'm ashamed. Because it's really just one of those things where
it's
like...
Why don't you figure out what you are before we hit record?
I just like... Let's start over. Am I ashamed? I feel like it's one of those things where it's like... I really wanted to be able to feel comfortable in my like, with my people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want to proudly be like, I am a nerd. I love movies and TV shows and comic books and fucking toys and shit.
Yeah.
Like, that is who I am and I love it. But right now, it's like nerds are being pieces of shit.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you have to associate as part of that group.
No, I know. It's just, but it's like, I can't, it's like we're back to being, I'm back to being like a closeted nerd again.
Good.
Like, in the sense that, like, I don't want to, like, be a part of that noise.
Yeah. Dude, as you get older, I think you move away from the groups that you associate yourself with and you start making yourself your own version of everything that you like. And there's people who are like, people cling to groups, and I don't know. You always have somebody around you that will agree with you.
Yeah.
But I think people gravitate towards people who aren't afraid to be their own version of the thing.
I guess it just sucks to that's a great point. I guess it just sucks to think about how there's just, it seems like the louder and the more collected section of those people are the like fucking angry assholes.
Yeah.
Like, why can't the people that are like reasonable and empathetic and, you know, reasonable and empathetic, why aren't those people getting the fucking million retweets and shit because they're presenting a well thought out
right, well, that's the difference between like groupthink and an independent thought. It's like by the nature of like those words is like groupthink, you got a big group of people so you can have a bunch of people retweet your stupid take on whatever the fuck. And then if you have an independent thought that maybe goes against the grain a little bit, you know, it's harder to get out there.
Yeah, because it's easier, it's like more comfortable to be like, that made that person feel like shit, and just be like, I liked that. And like, I want to add to that. There's just so many angry people.
Yeah, I wish I felt strong too.
Isn't that weird? I'll click a heart. It's so weird. I mean, I read like pretty terrible shit in like the comment sections of forums and things like that. I read a lot of like real bad stuff. And it doesn't get better and it's not fun.
So you don't have to be there.
Yeah, but like it's happening in the places where I like to be.
Yeah.
You know, like I like to read forums and like nerd out with people about like, you know, I mostly lurk now because I'm not really a forum guy anymore, but I'll go into like the Yeah, exactly. I'll breathe heavily while I read everyone's posts. Yeah. but I like to go into these communities and I love to be on Reddit and I love to like read all these people talking about these things that I love. Like right now I'm watching Watchmen, the new HBO show. Have you guys seen it? It's fucking incredible. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. Like Damon Lindelof, who made Lost, or not, he didn't make it, but he was one of the showrunners and he was a big part of it. And he was one of the people that made Lost and then did Leftovers. And he also did some of the new Alien movies, which were real bad. I don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But
Alien 2.
But he did Lost and he did Leftovers and now he's doing Watchmen.
Uh-huh.
And Watchmen is based on a best-selling graphic novel of the same name, Watchmen. Mike, I'm sure you're aware of Watchmen.
Yes.
Like you know it exists, you just don't really know what it is.
That's the one with Fedora Different Face.
Yes, Fedora Different Face.
Yeah.
That show is incredible. It's really new, different, weird, world flipping, like cool, well thought out, awesome shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I go onto the subreddit for that show because I want to nerd out with everybody about it and I want to read what the people's theories are and shit because it's a Lindelof show and there's going to be a lot of theories.
Does he?
And, you know, one of the arguments is, like, white supremacy and, like, fucking Trump and shit.
What do you mean, one of the arguments?
In this forum about the Watchmen show.
Oh, they just have those and arguments it's just, in the place?
Yeah, I mean, the show is kind of, like, welcoming it in a way because it is very, it seems to be pretty political.
Mm-hmm.
And also deals with a lot of, like, interesting concepts of race and, segregation and all of that stuff. It's really, really interesting, amazing stuff. It's a great fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
So it does welcome that type of discussion, but it's just like bad. It's just evil stuff. It's just people going and like getting into the grossest of the like, I mean, who are these people that are just like saying this shit that's like blatantly non-empathetic and blatantly like hate-mongery and like vitriolic and mm-hmm. just like there's just too many in my precious fucking world of nerd shit.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say.
I know, there's nothing to say.
The internet gave everyone
it's
a kind of
just
to,
a vent,
like,
I guess.
Dude, if you could pay for your phone bill, you can go anywhere and say whatever you want and find somebody who will agree with you, but it doesn't mean you're a necessarily happy person.
Yeah, the internet is really a wonderful, magical place, but it also just like brought in it opened the floodgates of opinion and personalities and consciousness
dude, it's
consciousness
its own,
size
like, little world, but I think that it's really worth it to remember that it's not the real world.
Yeah,
like it's
sure.
just kind of like this weird everyone projecting a certain part of themselves onto like this canvas, you know?
Yeah,
but outside where you have to be like a real person, that's the real world.
I just have to remind myself that like back in the SourceFed days when there were like really awful comments towards uh-huh. like the women on the channel or like just like really mean things about me or my friends, mm-hmm. I had to remember that like the people that are saying that are such a small percentage of a larger percentage of a larger percentage of a larger percentage mm-hmm. of just people who even look at YouTube videos.
Yes.
And it's like I had to like really burn into my brain that like there sure billions of people watch YouTube videos, mm-hmm. but like how many of them are compelled to comment on something?
Right.
Maybe really not that many if you think about it.
Yeah.
And on top of that, those people that are willing to even comment, mm-hmm. how many of them want to say terrible shit?
And then what does it say about the people who need to say terrible shit? And then what does it say about you reading it that you see that in the sea of like positive? Yeah. Like there's a bunch of ways to think about it.
It's just that we're curating our own timelines and our own Instagram feeds, and we're the curation starts to lean into whatever it is that you're, because there's an algorithm whether you know about it or not, mm-hmm. and it really is like recording every move you make mm. in some digital way. I'm not talking about the fucking tinfoil hat shit. Every move you make. I'm not talking about like conspiracy shit. I'm talking about literally what an algorithm is. It is looking at what you're doing and what you're clicking on and what you're liking on Instagram and what you're retweeting on Twitter, and then it's delivering you things based off of those decisions. Now, mm-hmm. it's not really nefarious in a way. I mean, you could say that it is in general, but the way I feel it isn't nefarious is like I really am getting things that, like, in my Instagram feed that I'm interested in. Like, ads are starting to kind of work on me a little bit. Uh-huh. Like, I'll be on Instagram, and there'll be an ad for some, like, fucking nerdy thing, and I'm like, oh, shit, that's really fucking cool. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, the first time I've ever been like, oh, this ad is cool. So it's, like, actually kind of working, and if we have to live in this world of consumerism and whatever, I would at least prefer to be curated things that I want mm-hmm. and have it actually work. But yeah, we're living in a world where that algorithm is really just delivering us the things we want to see. And if you really start to like fall into the rabbit hole of that negativity of that audience of people that are like, fuck that fucking Asian girl in Star Wars. I don't want a fucking Asian girl in Star Wars.
I wonder what their ads look like.
Dude, I don't even want to fucking see it.
If it's all like dumpling restaurants and stuff, because they're always saying things about Asians.
Yeah.
And they get sent more Asians.
I really hope so. I would
hope. You're taking over.
Dude,
it's all the ad.
The algorithm, the algorithm goes rogue. I love that.
Racially combative. Algorithm.
But anyway, so yeah, it's very easy.
Algorithm, more like Asian rhythm.
I guess what I want to say, I don't want to talk about this too much longer, even though we really
Neither
could talk
I.
about
I'm
it the whole
bored.
Fucking time. But the last thing I want to say about this is truly, if you find yourself, if you're listening to this and you found yourself getting sucked into a thread of like negativity, or you find yourself, you know, kind of like, you know, just falling into this hole of like skewing into the negative in general, whatever that means. It doesn't have to be internet stuff. If you feel like you're sitting around and you're like, the world fucking hates me, I fucking hate the world, fucking my boss is a piece of shit, my fucking car needs this, I fucking don't have that,
my car is racist.
If you sit around all day and you're just like stewing in this fucking like garbage of like negative life shit, then you're fucking just gonna bring more negativity to yourself.
Yeah. You could always be a thousand other places. As much yeah. as you think that might not be the truth, there's always a thousand other places yeah. to be and a million other different yeah. things to do.
Just imagine letting it go. Just for a second, think about whoever's listening. If you have some naggy boss or like, you're being treated like shit by someone in your life, or just some kind of thing is weighing you down in the way that, like, you feel like you can't escape it, just for a moment, imagine what it would be like to actually just let it go.
Yeah.
Like, truly. Mm-hmm. Just, like, fucking... Just imagine what it would be like if you weren't worried about your piece of shit boss,
and you just
let it fucking go, and you went into your job and you did your fucking job and you did it to the best of your ability,
and maybe
so that
looked
nobody
for another job while you're doing absolutely that, so you can get yourself out of the situation.
Don't let these people get the best of you. Yeah. Don't let your asshole boss get away with making you go home and want to die and cry and fucking be a piece of shit to your friends, because you are bringing home this fucking negative attitude that your boss is throwing on you. I know this is kind of a specific, you know, thing, but
welcome
I'm
back.
Sure
you
this
hate
is
your boss.
I'm sure this is kind of
right
related.
Now Ryan's
in a way.
Like, I could be anywhere else doing anything else.
But yeah, no. I mean, what I'm
Ryan's
trying to say.
Send us a long email.
What I'm trying to say is that
I've been doing a lot of thinking.
if you can just try to imagine not letting that bother you anymore, and just continuing your life in a way that makes you achieve your goals, because obviously we're doing everything that we're doing right now to achieve some sort of goal, right? Whether it's to get married and have kids, or be a fucking YouTuber, or make a podcast, or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, we're all doing what we're doing right now to achieve that goal. And if you're using that time to get to that goal, and you're filling it with things that are more positive, like the fact that this negative thing happening to you can very easily be turned around just in your fucking head, mm-hmm. and let it go, and handle it in a way that welcomes in some sort of fucking clearness of sunlight, some positivity, you know, I think that you would find that achieving your goal is easier. Mm-hmm. Achieving that end game is so much easier if your path is lit by sunlight, and yes. it's fucking feeling good, and mm-hmm. you're fucking blocking the haters, you know, fucking, you're putting the fucking forks on your eyes and you're blocking out the haters like that fucking kid that was on Vine, remember? No. Brandon Bowen or whatever his name is. He's
you think
a good kid.
Malcolm Barrett right? would have gotten to where he is.
What? Yeah, cut to it. There we go. Anyway, I'm just trying to stay positive, and even though I hate seeing like the nerds being pieces of shit now, I'm not gonna let it bug me. I'm gonna try to fucking shy it off, and I'm gonna try to be like, look, I have friends in my life that are nerds that are loving and empathetic and want to talk intelligently and fairly about these things, mm-hmm. and those are the people that I hold close to me. And there's certainly people on the internet like that too, and I follow many people,
just not every stranger, which is to be expected.
Just not every stranger. Yeah. And that's that balance, man. I guess that's the balance.
Thank you for joining us.
Excuse me. That's not even real sounding. Oh, that was a good one.
Dude, hold on. There's another one. There's a recent one.
Okay. Oh, you guys, man, I got to remember. I mean, I'm just making farts for Alana at this point.
I mean, I'm not going to say you're wasting them, but they're not all that they could be. This one's called Dueling Trombones.
Can I just say that Alana doesn't, like, lose her shit? Well, she can lose her shit over a good fart.
Uh-huh.
But she's a good sport about farts.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that about her, because farts are such a part of my life.
Dude, she's going to hate that I said this, but Zoya will do this thing whenever she makes like a really funny fart sound. Uh-huh. She'll get up and she'll look around the house like, what the fuck? Where the fuck did that have come? We checked everything out. We checked every nook and cranny.
We
there was
locked
none
the
of
front
this.
Door. No one could be in here.
Dueling Trombones.
That's great. It really did sound like there were two trumpets in there.
One more time. You know what's interesting is there's
How
a harmonizing.
Is it harmony?
There's a harmonizing effect.
Why are there two horns in there?
Dude, that's going to be...
Whose fart was that?
That's going to be my text tone.
That was yours or your friend?
That was mine. That's going to be my text tone from now on.
Dude.
Hey, click, 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 click. Zoya, what time will you be home? Click, 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 click. 8 o'clock. Just in time for dinner. It's a late dinner, but she'll be here.
That's so weird. All right, you want to do some ads really quick? And
I
then...
would love to. We have some great sponsors today. Yes, let me remind you that you can support the show by supporting the sponsors. Which one are we going to do first? Because I'm in love with both of them.
Let's do...
Oh, drums.
Let's do Away first.
All right. Away is the shit. Away, they sent us beautiful travel bags. I believe they have three main sizes. They got a little carry-on bag, they have a jumbo bag, and they have one that's kind of mid-size. I got the mid-size one. There's a goddamn battery in there where you can charge your phone.
It's nice.
A beautiful experience. Smooth casters. I'm Caster Troy when I have the bag going through the airport.
It rolls like castor oil on the ground.
Caster like Troy. Peach, I could eat a peach for hours in my Away bag.
I get kind of excited when I see someone else with an Away bag at the airport.
Yeah.
I go like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You're the club, baby.
There was a brick and mortar store in Chicago.
An Away store?
Yeah, an Away store.
I didn't know that.
I think there's one here too.
Damn, I gotta get out of the house every once in a while. But guys, Away, of course, as you've surmised from Mike's glowing review, is suitcases. And they're created by a team of people who wanted to create the perfect suitcase. And I think they did it. Yeah. I can't think of anything else this could have that would make it better.
I can't even name another suitcase company.
I could.
It made me forget all the other ones.
The only reason why I could name you another one is because of Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. I was trying to block that part out of my memory, but still, yeah.
We don't have to mention other brands in this ad for Away.
Away? I was away off.
Away? We love Away. I exclusively travel with Away. My girl Alana travels with Away stuff. Mm-hmm. You travel with Away stuff.
Yes, I do. Send me on my way.
Send me on my Away. And yeah, so they have a bunch of cool colors and sizes. There's two sizes. And then there's two materials for the outside for fancy. There's a polycarbonate, and then there's an anodized aluminum, which is super cool. I think I have the polycarbonate. I'm not fancy enough for aluminium.
Aluminium.
But let's talk a little bit about the carry-on really quick. It's a lightweight and durable. It has a lightweight and durable shell that's made to last for a lifetime of travel. And it also has a 100-day trial that lets you try any Away product on the road. This goes for both of the sizes. And yeah, like Mike said, there's a freaking battery, ejectable battery. Yeah.
Dude, the mid-sized one is like perfect for...
Oh, stows right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
goes
like the,
right up
it's
there.
The maximum amount of size that you could have for a carry-on type situation.
I've never had the airline say, oh, you're going to have to check that bag. Yeah. You know how you get up
I
to the
thing? I have had them say, oh, that looks like the perfect size. Go ahead. And they tap me on the butt.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And that was a wanted tap, I'm going to have to say, as a precursor.
I consented to the tap.
Anyway, TSA approved combination locks on there so you can lock your babies up. There's a removable laundry bag to separate dirty clothes from clean clothes. It's just really great. We love it. It's a really cool piece of furniture. I don't know if it's furniture, but
I sit on it.
Yeah, anyway, so they're designed to last a lifetime. There's a 100-day trial and everything Away makes. There's free shipping on all the orders within the contiguous US, Europe, and Australia's. And let's see. Oh, yeah. It does say they have a New York store.
Oh,
they have
hell.
A shop in New York, Austin, LA, San Francisco, Boston, Chicago, and London. My goodness.
I don't even need another one, and I would just go to the store.
I kind of want to look around. Yeah, I want to see what they got in those stores. So if you've got one near you, you should probably check it out because it's super rad, especially if you're in the market for some new luggage. And guess what, guys? Just for you guys listening. You can get $20 off a suitcase. $20 off a suitcase. You just got to visit awaytravel.com/banter20 and use the promo code banter20 during checkout. That's awaytravel.com/banter20 and promo code banter20. Thank you, Away. Wow, that was perfect for the sound there. Mike, we got one more ad, baby. Let's just Joe it.
I love it.
Let's just Joe it.
Just Joey.
No, I'm saying just do it. Just Joe it.
Just do it.
Guys, Quip!
I forgot. forgot about that one. That's great.
Guys, what actually makes a better toothbrush?
Steve, word association. What's your favorite thing to put in your mouth?
Toothbrushes.
Okay.
But only from Quip, goddammit.
I've never put anything else in my mouth for the past 5 years. A Quip toothbrush is the only thing that's touched my teeth.
Can I tell you something? If you ask your dentist about it, they'll tell you that it's less about the brush and more about how you use it.
I went to my doctor, my regular doctor, and I asked if it would be possible to replace my tongue with a Quip toothbrush.
And what did they say?
They said, no, it's not safe.
Yeah. I said, what's the closest organically I can get to a Quip toothbrush?
And they said?
In my body.
Yeah.
That I could live with. Uh-huh. That would be there forever.
Yeah.
And my doctor said, you should leave this office and don't come back. And then called security. That's why Quip was created by dentists and product designers to focus on what actually matters for your oral health, which is healthier habits, guys. Quip's got all sorts of cool stuff, like those sensitive vibrations with a built-in timer, gentle guide brushing boys to get your dentist recommended 2 minutes in there with 30-second pulses ensuring that you have an even clean. That's right. While the brush is in your mouth, small sonic vibrations occur.
Come out of your mouth, tap you on the shoulder, and say, time to switch sides.
Oh, mine just yells right into my ear. It sounds like my dad. It's just screaming. Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. The sleek, intuitive design is simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount, which I think is super cool and looks great. And let's see, those thoughtful features make brushing something you actually want to do twice a day, guys. So why don't you go on over to getquip.com/banter. And Quip just starts at $25 to get those refills and stuff every 3 months. So to get your first refill free, you go to getquip.com/banter. That's getquip.com/banter. Yeah, I guess that's all you got to know. Thank you very much.
Mirror Mount was my favorite ironclad ship. It was one of the first two ironclad ships.
The Mirror Mount. The Mirror Mount.
The Mirror Mount and the Mary Mac.
It was the Nina, the Pinta, the Mirror Mount, and the Santa Maria.
Quip to for Columbus.
That's a good one. I think I'm going to... I was just thinking about how we don't have fucking farts in the soundboard. And that's a goddamn shame. I feel like maybe something wrong with me if I'd done it.
Well, I'm happy that they're here now.
All right.
Making everything better.
Before I let you take the stage, because I've been doing a lot of talking here about useless cod garbage, I wanted to make good on a promise.
Okay.
We got some toys.
Yeah.
In the mail on the last episode, and we didn't play with them yet. So, it's like a fucking unboxing toy kids show. We
Welcome
got some
back
toys.
To 30-year-old guys play with toys.
Dude, I honestly don't give me another idea for a podcast.
We got what looks like
if it really was
box.
Called 30-year-old guys play with toys. Would do you think people would watch that?
No, I think that it would be blocked.
Ryan,
by a lot
what do
of
you
the
think?
Algorithms.
There it goes.
Yeah. Would you watch it? Yeah. Well, there's one.
Well, because he'll be editing our show, and that's how it should be.
This is my favorite instrument. It's you put it in your baby's mouth when they start to have teeth.
Baby's mouths are about where the last thing I want to think about.
When's the last time you've thought about a baby's mouth?
That's what I like to think about before I meditate.
Baby's mouth. So these are like learning development toys for babies. This is like if you have a too smart 2-year-old, you give them these things.
Yeah, this is garbage.
Like this isn't bringing me any joy right here. I would Marie Kondo this. This is the first thing I would throw away out of my apartment.
Dude, if I put this in my sock drawer, someone would be like, "You fucking dirty freak."
Yeah.
Damn, you nasty.
Oh, you got Jingle Boys.
Let's hear those sleigh bells ringling, ring, ting, tingling too. I've got this ring just on me, and I will ring it for you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. No, that's a good one. Give me that one. This is a good one. I like this one. Here, give me that stick. I think it's one of these.
That's the smallest version of that. That's the smallest, worst version of that.
It's almost like it's for kids.
I like this one.
Yeah, this is cool. It's one of those things where it's like, Aiden, pick up your wooden toys. Aiden, we're going to that fundraiser for Jonathan's rugby championship. Aiden, clean up
Jonathan's
your wooden...
Jonathan's 5 years old?
Yeah.
5-year-old rugby championships fundraiser.
Aiden. Aiden, put on your safety helmet. We're going to the park.
Go to the park with Aiden with these instruments.
Aiden, you can get anything you want in Whole Foods as long as it's free range. Aiden,
somebody else raised you for most of your life, but I'll yell at you, Aiden.
Aiden, I chose every genetic thing about you in the doctor's office, Aiden. I made you, and then I got to choose your eye color, Aiden.
I'm farming you for organs, Aiden.
Aiden, you're the fourth clone. We tried out.
You're going to have a trust fund, and everyone's going to be upset with you when they start to make their own way.
Aiden, please hold all the money in your Bitcoin account. Your daddy gifted you those.
Poor Aiden. He didn't ask for any of this.
Aiden loves Bitcoin. So we got this. We got this kitty cat.
Doesn't it sound like a cat?
We got this kitty cat keyboard, and then he can have.
Ryan, throw this away in the garbage.
You can make.
That's my favorite sound that makes is getting put away.
Oh, you can't do very many notes at the same time.
Yeah, you can't do chords of cats. Copyrighted music.
Oh no, this is in the public domain. Domain, and it's in the public domain. Yeah, bitches, DJ Khaled.
Oh, scam likely.
Meow. Mike, let's do the song. Let me need you here.
This call is from Social Security Administration.
Oh, shit. Meow.
Meow. Notice we have received against your... Meow, 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 meow. We need to talk to you as... Number to reach...
They've been calling me for 4 days. They've been calling me. They've been calling me for 4 days. Block number. Eat a dick. Eat a dick, robot. Don't get fooled by fake government things. The government will find you if they need to get in touch with you. Oh, that's a nightmare. It just beeps after a while.
Some months before my birthday, my daddy gave me a pair of panties.
We all fell down here. That's terrifying. Do you imagine if you woke up in the middle of the woods and it just sounded like this?
And now I have to kill you, is what it said? And now I have to kill you, my true love said to me.
Look into my eyes, look into my eyes,
look into my eyes. We all float down here.
Look into my eyes, more number five.
I'll rip off your arm. And we all float down here.
Are there...
That's it for the toys.
Holiday times? Robes?
Yes, we
History
should probably.
Ropes.
Yeah, you want to do that?
Yeah, let's
Why don't
do
you
that.
Talk? Do you want to have anything you want to talk about or what?
No,
you
not
talk
really.
A little bit more about your thing you're putting out tonight.
Dude, we had the best time in Toronto, man. I did like, I don't remember how many shows I did, maybe 9. And Kevin came just by himself, and he had never been to another country before. And I freaked him out real nice.
Not even the one he's in.
He's never been to a country in his life.
He's never been in a country.
He's never seen the outside of the bubble that we keep him in. So he came and he kind of found his way around, and then he filmed all of these shows, and it was fucking awesome. He did a great job. He
He's
really
so
Kevin'd
good.
It up.
He's amazing.
And, it was great. I was very happy to have him there. And then really all the shows just kept getting better and better. And the one we're releasing is the one right before the last one. The last one, somebody got a little bit mouthy on. So that was the only thing that kind of held that one
back. Was that on there? Is that left
Every,
in?
He filmed all the shows. So we're going to be releasing clips, especially the crowd work clips from like all the shows. But this is the only full cohesive show that we're
And you, So you'll
releasing.
Be able to see the heckle moment? Is
no,
it like a
that was
moment?
The show after this one.
And no one will see that.
No, probably not.
I want to see it.
It wasn't great. He was just...
Oh, it wasn't even a good moment.
He wasn't being a great heckler. He was just like answering everything.
Ugh.
And I'm like, dude, other people are here too. Sometimes it...
I'd like
to
see you take him down a peg or two.
Oh, there's plenty of footage that are on hard drives that I have of me being
that
mean
are
to
all
people.
Gonna, they're all going to be evidence someday.
If you do a lot of drugs and you want to talk during one of my shows, I'm going to say a lot of mean shit to you. Thank you so much. That's what you feel like afterwards. Like you're getting fired out of a butt.
You fucking you toilet fart.
Hey, toilet fart. Zip it.
Toilet fart. Toilet fart. Breath smells like a toilet fart. All right, let's do some history toads.
I found out long ago, whoa, it's a long way down the history road, whoa, history road, history road.
Oh, great. I love it.
Nice
like
work, Malcolm. You sound great. Matthew Capitanius. No bits. Sends a history road saying, a small yuck and an angel. Ain't nothing small about this email, but I'll read it.
Capitanius? Is that Greek?
Capitanius.
Sounds like an old fish.
It's like Zihuatanejo, that place in Shawshank. Okay. The movie is Shawshank.
Star Wars 3, Shawshank Redemption.
Dear Dynamic Boys, Steve and Mike, thank you for clarifying. My name is Matthew Capitanius. Gluck with saying that.
I like it.
Is it Capitanius? Capitanius.
Captain Neesus?
Captain Antoniel.
Captain Antoniel.
This person's from Toronto, Canada.
Nice. We were just talking about
We were. This. We've summoned this. Y'all have been great to listen to while I illustrate, little brag, but it's taken me a lot longer to draw now since it's hard to draw while you have a couple laughs. If any of y'all want to check out my art, Leal plug, it's Case of the Mats on Instagram.
The Case of the Mats, one second.
You've been inspirations to me in different aspects of my life and helped me through some bad shit. Steve, I drew you a couple months ago. And you shared it on your Instagram page. Oh, okay, cool. I endorse this man, which was amazing. So thank you. Mike, you inspired me to finally do some stand-up.
What about if he was like, you inspired me to draw Steve? Mike, you do your best, and I drew Steve because of it.
Mike, you really convinced me to draw Steve.
You showed me it was possible to draw Steve.
Oh, fuck yeah. Dude, look. This is great.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I forgot. It's like my head and like Fernesto's coming out and there's like a horn and a taco and stuff.
It's like a trippy 70s version of it.
Yeah, I like it.
Man, I'd love one of those of me.
I should make that into a sticker. Don't make one.
Dude, let me, we'll talk about that. Yeah? I found a real cool place to make stickers. Oh, they make awesome, dog. They do awesome work.
All right, I'll hit you up, Case of the Mats. We'll talk about me buying your damn drawing. So that I can make more money than you off of it.
Jesus Christ. I would have never have said that to you, Matts. Return of the
Yeah,
Matts.
But you don't have to say it. They know it's true. You've both... okay, let's see. Mike, you inspired me to do some stand-up, which awesome. Is something I wanted to do for a long, long time.
Hope you're having fun.
It went super well. Obviously, a bit eef since I've only done it a bit, but Dude. The high afterwards was something I've never felt before. That's the dragon you chase.
Yeah, you get it.
It's a good dragon, not the dragon that the fucking other people chase, not the heroin dragons.
No, that ruins your life after a while. Comedy will ruin your life way slower than heroin does.
Yeah, and heroin dragons are performing at the Greek this weekend. Where was I?
Welcome to the...
This thing isn't even halfway done. I even saw one of your shows in Toronto this month. I was the lonely Tinder guy.
I remember Lonely Tinder Guy.
Yeah, he says, you and Zoya critiqued my Tinder profile, which read, this shit's harder than a job interview. And y'all said, yeah, I don't hate it.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good, we tried to give him a good sentence, Tinder sentence, but the one he already had, I liked the one he already had.
Oh, that's great.
And then
yeah.
I yelled at his friend for not being a better wing person.
Wow, so you remember this,
but
boy.
That'll get. That's a clip that will get uploaded at some point. If it's not,
oh, so
in
it
the
might
show.
Be in these little specials.
It might
specials.
Even be in the show.
Wow, shit!
I don't remember. Which
that's
one.
Really special.
Yeah,
specials.
Hashtag you got toes.
I have a small yuck for you from one of my birthdays a couple years ago. My parents and I both went to my brother's place for a birthday dinner, and that's the end. That is a very funny story. Thank you, Matthew. Next email. You got enough already. I reposted your picture. You're probably in Mike's special. What do you want, a kiss now?
Somebody date this guy, for Christ's sakes.
All right. I'll get through it. Let's see. Let's see if this was
what
worth
it. What if it gets
on.
Better?
It might have been funnier to just stop.
Dude, it would definitely be funnier, but I hope he says something like really yeah. sentimental and beautiful at the end so you feel like a piece of shit.
Let's see. Okay. My parents and I both went over to my brother's place for a birthday dinner, which his girlfriend made. It was dope as fuck, and we were going to go to a theatrical play afterwards. My first time ever.
That's a
cool.
double positive.
At the end of the dinner, my brother and his girlfriend were going to send my parents off, walk them down to the bottom of the condo, and say goodbye. I didn't want to go, so I asked if I could just stay on their couch until they came up, and we had to go. My brother and his girlfriend looked at each other uneasy. Okay, but don't touch anything, my brother said. So I sat on their couch and didn't touch anything, like I would have done even if he didn't give me an ominous warning. Anyway, we went out, and during the play, I started to feel uneasy,
uh-oh.
Sweaty, and clammy. Uh-oh. My stomach started to rumble. Uh-oh.
Thank God. Thank God we kept reading. It's about to be a poop story.
I thought to myself, wow, this play is really getting to me. I'm never going to go to a play again. I told my brother and his girlfriend after the play, and they told me, plays don't make you feel physically sick. Maybe they do. Some of them could if they were really bad.
Plays make me physically sick.
We said our goodbyes, and I get on the streetcar to go home. It's pretty late at night, and there's not that many people around. Nearing the end of the ride, pretty much just me and this older Asian lady sitting near each other. Older Asian lady sitting near each other. Okay.
Is my favorite.
film from the film festival I went to.
Pornhub.
Here's where I start.
Subcategory.
Here's where I start to panic. My stomach is doing flips like I'm going to kindergarten for the first time. I try and hold in what I know is about to happen. I only have two more stops, but my body betrays me. I vomit all over the streetcar floor. At this point, I feel like the biggest piece of shit. Chunks of mushroom from my brother's girlfriend's meal can be seen. That's a detail everyone needed. Just then.
Fucking chew better, dude.
Yeah, dude. That's what that tells you.
Chew better, you big idiot.
Chew the mushrooms, you fucking moron. What did you do? Someone told you to swallow mushrooms?
What's wrong with you?
Just
mom at my sister's house forcing full mushrooms down my throat.
Just then, a roll of toilet paper pops into my view. It's the older lady.
It pops out of my mouth.
She hurriedly hands me the toilet paper and urges me to take it like we're taking part in some sort of drug deal.
She's like, I'm homeless, but you need this more than me.
I take it. And she books it away, quickest I've ever seen an older lady move. I never got to thank her, but big if she listens to DB. Thank you, lady. Anyway, I'm convinced my brother and his girlfriend were trying to poison and kill me. They made the food for me. They looked uneasy when I asked to stay at their place, and they took me out to the awful play. Send help. Did you ask anybody else if they were sick?
Dude, that's such maybe a passive-aggressive way to kill somebody.
He really is.
Just say no. You don't want your brother to
first
hang
out. We'll give them bad food.
Then we'll take them to, we'll bad take them to a play. Bad play. And they'll never want to come over a game.
You want to do one more or what?
Yeah, definitely. That one left a bad taste in his mouth.
Oh, no. I think someone sent me some Dr. Seuss shit.
Oh, no. The philandering philanderist? Oh, no. Oh, no, dude.
Dr. Seuss.
Did Dr. Seuss draw things?
Yes.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Okay, how about this history road from Timothy Bommel?
You know who wrote that guitar lick for that song, don't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
I don't want to talk about it.
Is he Kneebone? Kneebone? What's that boy's name again?
Kneebone.
What's his name? Kneeboners?
Budwin J. Budwin Knuckles.
Knuckles. That's the boy. Bloody Knuckles.
Kneebones. Kneebones is ready.
Buddy Knuckles.
Yes. Buddy, all of his friends call him Buddy.
Timothy Bommel. Thank you, Buddy. Buddy, bye. Timothy Bommel says, hey there, DBDDDD bubble booty baby boys.
You bommeled it.
A history road for you. My friends and I were talking about weird fast food options over Discord when the topic of Carl's Jr. breakfast came up.
I hate Carl's Jr.
Really?
I think it's terrible.
Man, I don't know why I love it so much.
Mm, what do you get?
I haven't had it in a very long time.
What did you? Did you ever
Western bacon cheeseburger?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Am I right? Anybody else? Right? The Western bacon cheeseburger? Western bacon. No?
Not a fan.
You just don't like Carl's Jr. or? I don't eat burgers. You don't eat burgers. Yeah, fuck them.
You think you're better than everybody?
No. You think you're burger than everybody?
Dude, they never.
You think you're burger than me?
Are you burger than me?
Are you burger? You burger than me? You think you're burger than me? We're making some good shirts here, Ryan. Byron Verocki.
Byron
Verocki. Shout out to Byron McCoy. Anyways, they were talking about Carl's Jr.'s breakfast. I love it. They make trash food, man. I worked next to a Carl's Jr. I worked at a video game store, and it just smelled like Carl's Jr. in there.
Carl's
so it was
Jr.
like, of course,
adjacent.
You had to go fucking get Carl's Jr.
Sure.
Hardee's, for those of you on the East Coast, I think.
Is it the same restaurant?
Yeah. I think so. Anyway, I said I remembered seeing one friend in the group eating biscuits and gravy from that fine restaurant about a year ago. They do have a biscuits and gravy, but was corrected by them saying it was actually something called smothered hash rounds. Without asking what the fuck that was, I quickly responded with, smothered hash rounds is my favorite token husky kid in an 80s adventure movie. Come on, hash rounds! Smothered hash rounds.
The train's coming, hash rounds.
Much love from the Midwest. P.S. Also, Steve made me almost crash my car the other day, but I feel like you guys are getting enough of those that at this point that sharing the story would just make me a statistic.
Oh, I don't like it. Tim. I don't like it at
Man,
all.
Man, what can we do? I'm going to quit this thing if we keep getting people into car accidents.
Listen to this episode. This episode was way more motivational than it was.
Yeah, when... yeah. We talked about some serious stuff in this one.
But if you do want jokes, I'm releasing a stand-up special in the past, yesterday in the past, that you could watch on my YouTube channel.
Yeah, I hope you
called You Got Toes.
Is it really called that? You Got Toes?
Yeah.
That's great. All right, well, I'm tired. Mike? What, you want to plug anything else?
Yeah, man. I'm going to a bunch of different places. Tonight is the Surrounded show at the Hollywood Improv. That's the one where we do crowd work and everyone's sitting around us. I'd love to have you there. Tickets are proudly still available. This Saturday, I'm at Oino Vino. Then there's a crowd work show, Friends and Friends show, on November 14th in Rancho Mirage, which I think is Palm Desert. And then I'm going to be in Burbank on December 1st. February 8th, I'm coming back to our favorite place in Nashville, the Soda Parlor, to do a show down there. And then March 14th, I'm coming back to Portland and the Siren Theater. That's the last place I did a really big crowd work show, and it was fucking awesome, and would love to have you back there. And please, if you find the time in your day or the space in your heart, please watch You Got Toes for free on youtube.com/MikeFalzone. And I would love it if you shared it with somebody or retweeted something, or it would really mean a lot to me.
I'm going to cozy up with a marijuana cigarette and maybe my gal and watch that special, Mike.
Dude, it feels guilty to smoke weed when there are forest fires happening.
Yeah, well, I don't just know don't be an idiot and throw it at a fucking brush of dry shit.
You're looking at smoke everywhere and you're like, when's enough enough?
I know. I mean, I'm not getting high off the fucking chemicals that are killing me outside.
Yeah.
I'm getting killed by the chemicals inside. That's such a good fart. I love it. I can't wait to isolate it so I have it all day.
All right. Fart all day.
Let's see. On the Valley Folk side, we made a big announcement that you probably saw, and I don't know if there's much to talk about. If you saw that video, you know what's going on. And what else? Oh, we released a super cool new sketch on the latest episode of your show on the Valley Folk channel that features Whitney Moore as a seance witch. And I'm really excited about it because it's put a lot of heart and soul into it, and I think it's really ambitious and weird, and Kevin's done some really good work on it. By now it's already come out, I guess, or it's coming out later today, I think.
That seems like a Halloween-ish type thing.
Yeah, it's a Halloween vidger. Wait, mm-hmm. Halloween is Thursday, isn't it?
Halloween is Thursday.
Ah, shit. So you've already seen the video then. Anyway, I hope it's good. I haven't even seen it yet. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, marking down in the ride in the morning.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.